today's first reading from the book of the prophet Hosea, we see a very familiar prophetic warning, which is precisely that every time the people of Israel turn from God, turn to idolatry and build for themselves idols of silver and gold, every time they try to build an illusory world without the presence of God in it, it winds up being akin to an act of self-destruction, and they experience the consequences of it. And this familiar prophetic message from the Old Testament is one which is repeated throughout human history, even down to this day, that man is constantly tempted to build for himself his own idols according to his own choosing, and to strive to build an illusory world that denies the existence of God or the presence of his laws. And to do so winds up repeatedly bringing upon himself self-destruction. Now, in spite of this path which God allows us to walk down, God is always faithful to his own nature, which of course is perfect love. And that's really what we hear in today's gospel, that Jesus looks out onto the crowds and it says that his heart is moved with pity at the sight of them because he can see that they're lost. The same way we can even say today that God looks down upon us and his heart is moved with pity in Jesus because he can see that we're lost. It's very striking that that Hebrew word for pity or compassion or mercy, which is used in today's gospel, it's a word name called racham, which has its root in the word racham, which is the word for the mother's womb or the symbol for maternal love. It's really an incredibly powerful image, which is describing God's love, of saying that God is so enmeshed and intertwined with our lives. He desires so much to all encompass us with his love that it's like a pregnant mother who is carrying a child in the womb. That child in the womb means everything to the mother, that she feels everything that the child feels. And this then is an image of the pity that Jesus feels for us. That he so desires to get inside of our skin that he feels what we feel, and out of that he acts in love toward us. As powerful as that image is of seeing God's love for us as being as so encompassing and probing as a mother's love for the child in her womb, or what should be the mother's love for a child in her womb, even there we have to acknowledge that is really just an image which is only pointing at the mystery of God's love for us, which is even incredibly so unfathomably deeper and richer than even what that image can provide to us. I suppose similarly in Scripture, sometimes the love of God for his people is made with a spousal image. And so it's really taking these most intimate relationships of love that are possible, a mother and the child in her womb, or the love between spouses, and saying, even that is just a faint copy or reflection of the love that God really has for us. Very interestingly, in the call to send out more laborers to go out and work in the vineyard, it's very striking that Jesus presents it in the context of saying, so pray to the Lord that he will send out more laborers into the vineyard. In other words, notice that it isn't a prayer to say that people would respond to the gift of God's call, which of course would be a good prayer to make as well. But it primarily is acknowledging that even our response to be able to give ourselves completely to become laborers in the vineyard, first and foremost, it is God's gift that enables us to be able to respond to him. In other words, the gift of a vocation to the priesthood or religious life, or to give oneself completely to God, it isn't so much that we should be applauding the sacrifice of the people who make those commitments and decisions, but it's that we should be praising God that he allows us to share in his work, and that he's given us the gift to be able to participate in his work. And that in itself carries with it its own reward to be able to be a co-laborer with Jesus in the vineyard. And that response to the gift is really a generous one that acknowledges God has loved us first, and his reward and his merit that comes from co-laboring with him is itself its own gift that he gives to us. My brothers and sisters, in summary, I think in some ways we can say today's gospel really provides for us the key to life and the secret of being happy in life, which is number one, to bask in the immense love that God has for us. That whatever deepest human image of love that we can think of, whether it be a mother for the child in her womb or for spouses, that is only just a faint copy pointing to the mystery of God's love. And if we're rooted in that love and bask in it, then it's something which always transforms us, because love is redeeming. To know that God loves us with a love so deep that it conquers even death. And secondly, then, to recognize that our life is really merely figuring out how to respond as generously as possible to this love of God, and to acknowledge that even our response is also really His gift of love to us. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we go forward, let us ask God for the grace that we would always recognize and bask in the depth of His love for us, that we would never cease or fail to find our dignity and satisfaction in that love that He has for us, and that we would always strive with all our hearts to respond to that love and to cooperate with the gift of His love and grace. Amen.